Welcome to Affliction Sanctified by Richard Sibes. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalogue, containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, CDs, and much more, at great discounts, are on the web at www.puritandownloads.com. Also, please consider, pray, and act upon the important truths found in the following quotation by Charles Spurgeon. As the Apostle says to Timothy, so also he says to everyone, give yourself to reading. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read. Renounce as much as you will all light literature, but study as much as possible sound theological works, especially the Puritanic writers and expositions of the Bible. The best way for you to spend your leisure is to be either reading or praying. And now to S.W. Orby's reading of Affliction Sanctified, which we hope you find to be a great blessing, and which we pray draws you nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. John 14:6. 1. Whatsoever is good for God's children, they shall have it, for all is theirs to further them to heaven. Therefore, if poverty be good, they shall have it. If disgrace be good, they shall have it. If crosses be good, they shall have them. If misery be good, they shall have it. For all is ours to serve our greatest good. 2. God's children have these outward things with God himself. They are as conduits to convey his favour to us. And the same love that moved God to give us heaven and happiness moves him to give us our daily bread. 3. God pities our weakness in all our troubles and afflictions. He will not stay too long, lest we put forth our hands to evil. He will not suffer the rod of the wicked to rest upon the lot of the righteous. Psalm 125:3. 4. Is it not an unreasonable speech for a man at midnight to say, it will never be day? So it is an unreasonable thing for a man that is in trouble to say, O Lord, I shall never get free of this. It will always be thus with me. 5. God takes a safe course with his children, that they may not be condemned with the world. He permits the world to condemn them, that they may not love the world. The world hates them, that they may not love the world, that they may be crucified to it. The world is to be crucified to them. Therefore, they meet with such crosses and abuses and wrongs in the world, but he will not suffer them to perish with the world. He sends them afflictions in and by the world. 6. Glory follows afflictions, not as the day follows the night, but as the spring follows the winter. For the winter prepares the earth for the spring, so do afflictions sanctified prepare the soul for glory. 7. When God visits with sickness, we should think, in the use of means, our work is more in heaven with God than with men or with medicine. When David dealt directly and plainly with God and confessed his sins, then God forgave them and healed his body too. 8. Christ chiefly manifests himself to the Christian in times of affliction, because then the soul unites itself more closely by faith to Christ. The soul, in time of prosperity, scatters its affections and loses itself in the creature. But there is a uniting power in sanctified afflictions, by which the soul, as in rain the hen collects her brood, gathers his best affections unto his Father and his God. 9. Though God delivers us not out of trouble, yet he delivers us from the evil of trouble, from despair in trouble, by supporting the Spirit. Nay, he delivers by trouble, for he sanctifies the trouble to cure the soul, and by little troubles he delivers us from greater. 10. There are in the world many of the poor who yet are exceeding proud, but God sanctifies outward poverty to his children, so that it promotes true poverty of spirit. As they are poor, so they have a mean esteem of themselves. It makes them inwardly more humble and more tractable to God's government. Therefore, when we are under any cross, let us observe how it works. See whether we join with God or not, when he afflicts us outwardly, whether inwardly we be more humble. When he humbles us and makes us poor, whether we become also poor in spirit. When God designs to humble us, we should labor through grace to abase ourselves and mortify pride. 11. Whatsoever God takes away from his children, he either supplies it with a much greater favor, or else with strength to bear it. God gives charge to others to take care of the fatherless and widow, and will he neglect them himself? 12. It is a true rule in divinity that God never takes away any blessing from his people, but he gives them a better. When Elijah was taken from Elijah into heaven, God doubled his spirit upon Elijah. If God take away wife or children, he gives better things for them. The disciples parted with Christ's bodily presence, but he sent them the Holy Ghost. 13. The reason why the world sees not the happy condition of God's children is because their bodies are subject to the same infirmities with the worst of men, nor are they exempted from troubles. They are also subject to fall into gross sins, and therefore worldly men think, are these the men that are happier than we? They see their crosses, but not their crowns. They see their infirmities, but not their graces. They see their miseries, but not their inward joy and peace of conscience in the Holy Ghost. 14. It were 1,000 times better for many persons to be cast on a bed of sickness and to be God's prisoners than so scandalously to abuse the health that they have continued so long. 15. God takes it unkindly if we weep too much and overgrieve for the loss of a wife, child, or friend, or for any cross in the things of this life. For it is a sign we fetch not that comfort from him which we should and may do. Nay, though weeping be for our sins, we must keep a moderation in that. We must with one eye look upon our sins, and with the other look upon God's mercy in Christ. And therefore, if the best grief must be moderated, much more must the other. 16. He to whom this pilgrimage is oversweet loves not heaven as he should. Yet the pleasures of this life are so suitable to our nature that we would sit by them, only that God follows us with several crosses. Therefore, let us take in good part any cross, because it is out of heavenly love that we are exercised, lest we should surfeit upon things here below. 17. There is no condition but a Christian picks good matter of it, as a good artist sometimes will make a good piece of work out of bad materials to show his skill. A gracious man is not dejected over much with abasement, nor lifted up over much with abundance, but by faith carries himself in a uniform manner, becoming a Christian in all conditions. Whereas those that have not been brought up in Christ's school, nor trained up in a variety of conditions, they learn to do nothing. If they abound, they are proud. If they be cast down, they murmur and fret and are dejected, as if there were no divine providence that ruled the world. 18. A Christian will not do even common things, but first he sanctifies them. He dedicates himself, his person, and his actions to God, and so sees God in all things, whereas a carnal man sees reason only in all that he himself does. But a Christian sees God in crosses to humble him, and everything he makes spiritual. Yet because there is a double principle in him, there will be some stirring of the flesh in his actions, and sometimes evil will appear most. But here is the excellency of a Christian state, that the Spirit will work it out at the last. He will never let his heart and conscience alone till it be wrought out little by little. 19. There is not only a mystery, but a depth in the mystery, as of election and reprobation, so of providence. There is no reason can be given why some of God's children are in quiet and others are vexed, why one should be poor and another rich. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Psalm 97:2. You cannot see him, he is hid in a cloud, but righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Howsoever he may wrap himself up in a thick cloud that none can see him, yet he is just and righteous. Therefore, when anything befalls us for which we can see no reason, yet we must reverence the Lord and adore his counsels, and submit to him who is infinitely wiser than we. 20. Gracious persons in times of peace and quiet often underprize themselves and the graces of God in them, thinking that they lack faith, patience, and love, who yet, when God calls them out to suffer crosses, eminently by his grace, shine forth in the eyes of others in the example of meek and quiet subjection.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan hard drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan hard drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan hard drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan hard drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan hard drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.